ask questions to get to the base of it, try to understand it as a layman, so that when I'm building a product, I can also use the questions that I've asked to build a very good experience for people and product very well.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. I'm Luis Kangede, and today I'm joined by Kofi Joy, product designer at Synam Design. Welcome, Kofi.
Thank you, Luis.
To start the show, give us a brief definition of product design.
Okay, for me, I'll say product design covers the end-to-end creation of product that solves a specific problem for the user. And as a product designer, it is my responsibility to understand and also empathize with the audience before building a product that suits their needs.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest product design mistake you've made and what did you learn?
Well, the product design mistake that I did was not conducting research before starting some particular kinds of work. So what I've learned is that I need to conduct research to get the right result for my customers. So it will help me build a better product for them.
Thanks for sharing that. So what's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
A product should be minimal and deliver more than what's expected. A product should meet expectation of its function and strive to go beyond the minimal and deliver more than what is expected. They shouldn't only focus on building a minimum. They have to really think well before building their product so that their customers can have the experience that they need, because we have various age groups. Each group have different experience with a product. So the more the age, you have to make the experience very simple for them.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And what's the best product design advice you've ever received and why?
The best product advice, I'll say, is let the layman understand the functions of the product that you are building. Why? The product that you are building for a specific target group, people should understand it when you are building that product. Let them understand what you are building. Don't complicate anything for anyone. Just go straight to the point and everyone should be happy that, okay, this product solves my issue or my problem. So, example, if you are going to take an Uber, let it be straightforward for an elderly person who will be able to order a ride. This was something that happened to my own dad because he needed to come back from the hospital because I couldn't go and pick him. It was very simple. I just directed him how to download it from Google and how to sign up and also input the location, because our house is already located on the Google map. And then he did that and Uber came to pick him and then brought him home safely.
Nice. And what's the one thing every product designer should learn?
One thing every product designer have to learn is to work in teams. Working on a project with the new team members you don't know, so that you can pick their mind on some of the new ways to work. So that's something that really helped me. I always try to work with new people and also learning the way they work. And I also give them some ideas and advice when we are all working in groups. No, sometimes it feels difficult to work with some people, but just try your best to embrace everyone and then try to work with them despite their faults, despite the anger. I know a lot of these projects, people get angry because someone is doing a mistake. I always tell myself, no, this work, there's nothing like a mistake. It's a learning process. If you do something wrong, you just have to learn it and then correct it. And I think working in teams is the best.
Thanks for sharing that. What's working best in your product design process right now?
I relax, I reflect, I build up more ideas. And I have a book that I always call my idea book, that anytime something drops in my mind, I then quickly jot it down so that I'll not forget. And I'll say that have really helped me, because so far for my years of work, I have almost 5 books of ideas. So when I need something, I just quickly go back and then pick up some ideas from there and I start working on them. That alone gives me new perspective, how to work, how to even create designs.
Interesting. And on to the last question, what's the one thing you have learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
Right now, I just have to ask questions. I need to ask a lot of questions and ask the why. I just really want to get to the base of it, try to understand it as a layman, so that when I'm building a product, I can also use the questions that I've asked to build a very good experience for people and product very well.
Thanks, Kofi, for joining us today and sharing all of these amazing insights.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time.